the leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your hosts, Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Flex.
Welcome back to another episode of MD Radio. I am your host, Sean Ray, joined with...
That being B.
Flex, you're going to have to wake up for this show, man. I know you're tired. The Arnold Classic just commenced and had its 21st anniversary, and they crowned Ty the Mean Green with the title. How was it for you, Flex?
It was crazy. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I mean, as I said, again, on the muscledevelopment.com, the airwaves we were on during the show, I mean, Kai definitely set me straight, yourself, and quite a few other people who were big naysayers that wasn't in his corner, but man, he pulled out all the stops.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot, and I think everybody's kind of suffering kind of a hangover from traveling, but the one good thing we did have is that we had great weather in Columbus, Ohio, which was like the first time in years that we didn't have to break out the jackets and the umbrella and, you know, the snow boots, but everybody who was anybody... Was that expo? Was that crazy? I mean, in this economy, to have that many people show up for that expo?
You know, it just, again, it just shows that, you know, the bodybuilding community, you know, bodybuilding, fitness, powerlifting, the whole shebang, the sports community, we're not suffering. I mean, we're still supporting our sports out there.
Well, was there anything that could have been done to make that weekend a better weekend than what it was? Because I couldn't really see where Arnold could add anything. The Chinese dancers that came over and had the girls stand on the... down on his forehead during the finals was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I could think of one thing, and that's just probably more sleep, more hours in a day to enjoy more of the festivities.
It's impossible. I mean, it starts on Thursday because they had the amateurs, which is basically a world championship because these guys are from all over the world, taking place at the veterans. They had the bikini competition and the figure competition. And then they, you know, transferred over to the auditorium where the expo was. You had women's pro bodybuilding going on while the expo is going down. And at the other venue, you know, you had the pro men. I mean, what can you add?
You know what, back and forth. I guess, you know, I was invited to, as one of the sponsors, I was invited to a private dinner Saturday night. And Jim Lorman, the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, they pretty much sealed the deal by saying, you know, by 2011, they planned on having a hotel convention center that will house the entire Honor Classic 2011.
That's so what I'm talking about.
That will
That's
alleviate like that back and forth and everything. This must going to be a monumental size place to house the whole entire feat.
Well, see, I don't think anything beyond the, you know, Ohio State Buckeyes playing a home game goes down in Columbus, Ohio, because it just seemed like the entire city was wrapped around it. And it seemed like I walked into UFC Fight Haven over there, all these fighters around.
I know. Yeah, that was beautiful. Not to mention, kudos up to the real man there, you know, Rampage. I seen him at the airport. We were all delayed on Sunday trying to get home, but kudos up to him for a fabulous three-round decision he got there.
Yeah, I T-voted. I haven't even had a chance to get in front of my television set. I flew back with Brandon Vera on my flight, another UFC fighter, but it just seemed like I walked right into the UFC, Mecca in Columbus, Ohio. I know that was a great addition. It's been 3 years now that they kind of combined that, so you can go to the bodybuilding show and go catch the shuttle right over to the UFC competition. It's weird how our sport just brings all these athletes together. It seems that the one common denominator is the supplement industry and the actual weight training.
Right, right. Definitely. I mean, look at all the various different sports from powerlifting to figure to the archery, to everything involved. Like Jim Lorman said, I mean, there's literally more sports involved during those 3 days than it is at the entire, you know, Olympics.
Yeah, well, you know, we were standing there. He said he's going to add table tennis and badminton, of all things, to a weekend that already encompasses mixed martial arts, karate, cheerleading. They actually have a 5K run, the strongman competition. I mean, the amateur bodybuilding, the pro bodybuilding. It's almost overkill, is it not? I mean, I can go another couple of weeks without any bodybuilding particularly.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to take me a while. I mean, as you can hear, my voice is still hoarse. I got really sick Saturday night just from all the running around. It definitely takes its toll on you, so I can't imagine which I know he will do, but just adding more and more sports. I guess eventually it's going to be like the Wimbledon there or something. We might even be watching Tiger Woods, you know.
We sound like old men. We're in our early 40s, and you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's like, you know, trying to balance a budget out here. He flies over to Germany, stops in to Columbus, Ohio, makes time to go to the expo, shows up, hands out the awards to the finalists, and then goes downstairs on Sunday morning at like 9 o'clock and does a seminar for like 300 fans. I mean, Arnold is really the Terminator. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, speaking of getting sick, Flex, one notable absentee in that bodybuilding contest for the women was the women's IFBB rep. That was Betty Parizo. I had a chance to talk to her and her husband, who put on the Europa Pro shows. They just added a new one in Orlando, April 17th and 18th, as well as they got the one in Dallas. But she was actually en route to the contest and was already sick traveling to Columbus, got to Columbus, tried to you know, take the antibiotics and make it to the stage. Unfortunately, it was, you know, I mean, I hate to use the word, it was coming out both ends. She couldn't get anything in, and she was really disappointed because she was hard as nails. I saw her backstage, but she wasn't going to allow herself to then dehydrate, stand under those lights on medication, and God knows what could have happened. So she took the high road and sat out. She's a veteran of that show, about 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, she walks around looking just incredible all year round. I mean, I just don't know how she's able to do that. And again, it leaves us no room for actually making excuses because she's older than we are.
Yeah, she's quick to tell you. She's in her early 50s. She's got kids like 24, 25 years old, and, you know, putting on these three bodybuilding shows with her husband, Ed. It's ridiculous what she does, and she also represents all the women bodybuilders in the entire federation. So, you know, she's bound to, at least she's excusable, being that she was sick. But everyone else seemed to show up. I mean, there was really no big surprises this weekend, with the exception that Kai was the X-Man. We knew from last year he had the potential to win, but with all the things swirling around this one individual, he was either going to be first or worst, correct? I mean, he was rumored to be confused, and he was, you know, in a hotel room on his own, and the guy kind of put out some vibes that there was a little, you know, things going on psychologically that weren't all there, but lo and behold, you know, he proved everybody wrong.
You know, I don't know what the heck was going on. I'm actually beginning to wonder if it was just more just the tail growing taller as it went down the road there, because, I mean, the way he came in shape, and Sean, I mean, both of us know him for competing for, you know, a number of decades. You don't come into that type of shape with being that strong and posed that great and hard if you had to, you know, make some last-minute changes to sacrifice. It doesn't look like anything had was wrong at all. I mean, the guy came in just on the numbers. I mean, he was strong up there. He hit every pose. I mean, he wasn't grimacing or anything. It was a smirk, a smile to his face. He put on just the most ridiculous posing routine I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I'm beginning to wonder if that was just a bunch of just malarkey going on there, or maybe somebody just trying to set the stage. But alluded to, you know, maybe the guy was just playing mind games with everybody, and everything was all, you know, okay already.
Well, you know what? I don't think he was playing with anybody. He was doing the business of bodybuilding. He buried himself out there in you know, the Mecca with Charles, and then he left Charles and went to Oscar. He thanked both of them graciously and acknowledged they were both an integral part of the finished product, and part of the master plan was just to, you know, do the work. And he worked on his tan. Clearly he worked on his posing, dropped his water. I didn't see him bending over or huffing and puffing, but I did see one thing that, you know, Victor Martinez did bring up. He said he was looking to work on what he felt was Kai's weakness, and that was his mind. And by Kai leaving the stage while other bodybuilders had to stand there, Victor kind of felt that that was a little disadvantage for him. He wanted Kai to be out on that stage, front and center, sweating it out like everybody else. But when they called him out and he'd pose, he would go back and disappear off into the wings. Do you think that was fair, or do you think it should be mandatory that, look, it's a bodybuilding show, these people pay the money, when you walk out behind this curtain and you're out front, there is no going backstage anything short of death?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, I guess it's a double-edged sword, Sean. I mean, you know, back in our days, we were marked down and, you know, considered didn't, you know, fight hard enough or have the tenacity. I mean, but, you know, nowadays, I mean, guys can't handle that, and we don't want our guys passing out on stage, so I don't really know. I mean, we come from the old school, you remember? I mean, You're marked down. You're looked upon as if you didn't have the will to fight when you walked off stage, but whatever it is, whatever game he played or tactic, bro.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's kind of like in the NFL where they've, you know, the quarterback really can't. You breathe on the quarterback and they're going to throw the flag. So they've really made it, you know, a non-contact sport for the quarterback, and anything short of him having the ball like right in his hand. But here, you've got guys 13 strong, 14 deep. They're walking out on stage. They're rotating the call-outs. They do have an opportunity to go back and stand in the lineup and relax, but I honestly believe that once you get in the ring, and picture it as a ring, like a boxer or a UFC fighter, when you're in the ring, you can't leave until the next round. I mean, that's it. You got to suck it up. But I think the Federation is being a little overly protective of certain athletes because they're afraid that maybe there's going to be someone faint or pass out or something.
Which has happened.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying there's so much money at stake that it does work to another bodybuilder's advantage that is willing to fight it out tooth and nail. And, if I saw a guy kind of bobbing and weaving and kind of wobbling and not being able to make it through, I get hungrier. I get stronger. I want that guy to pass out. I want him to faint. I want to beat him right here on stage with these bright lights. They're all under the same circumstance.
I agree with you, Sean. I mean, it definitely shows the strength of a character when he can stand out there. I mean, like the Lila Brada of old. I mean, a guy just never moved. He was a statue on stage. And when you have a guy kind of wavering, kind of hiding behind the curtains or walking off because he needs water, I definitely think it should be something looked upon. But like you said, today's Federation is really kind of planning. I mean, they're giving the guys water on stage, asking them, do they need a break? I mean, I literally lost a contest, and you were there, to Mike Francois, because I had to bend over between poses and walk off stage. And, basically that was one of the turning points. But now the guys are actually asked if they need water while they're, I mean, not talking on stage, but while they're in a lineup in the top, six being posing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what I noticed? When I watched the women, I didn't see any of that. And I don't think the women have it any harder. I mean, the women's bodybuilders train just as hard, and they got to go through the same exact thing that we do. But I didn't notice that with any of the women. You?
No, I didn't. Not to harp on it, but I do agree. It does show something, and you're right. Victor up there, when you're standing up there, that takes a toll on you. That can cause your condition to fade. When you're able to walk back and have a person fanning you with a towel, and either that or you're laying on the floor and getting, some water, you're being rejuvenated to come back out there and fight again. So I agree, there is something to argue with that, but I don't think that was a deciding factor in kind of winning.
No, but I mean, what's the next? You get a fan and you come out there and you pull up a chair and you bring an oxygen tank out. I mean, there is something to be said for having a small amount of advantage that you can exit the stage at any time during the contest and come back fresh and rejuvenated. But we'll get to more of that, and hopefully we'll get Kai Greene calling in. I know he's doing a photo shoot with the muscular development guys at Steve Weinberger's gym. But we do have another judge calling in on our next segment, Flex. We're going to get to 411 on the women's bodybuilding right after we take this break. We are doing the Arnold Classic review, represented by MHP. Now I'm in the limelight cause I run tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner?
The experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me.
Welcome back to MD Radio. We are in review of the 21st Annual Arnold Classic, and we are very fortunate to have a guest come on that he was kind of missing in action for about 2 weeks and resurfaced and walked away with $140,000 and a $20,000 watch and became the 12th man to lay claim to the Arnold Classic title. Mr. Kai Greenman, are you with us? Kai,
hello?
Always one for dramatics. Kai, you there?
Hey, Kai, how are you?
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
All right, man, how you?
I'm
good,
great.
Good, Kai. This
great.
Is Flex. Hey, listen, bro.
Hey, Flex.
Just want to congratulate you again. I want to go on record one more time by saying, you know, definitely you took the bad taste out of my mouth. I didn't think you were going to be able to come into that kind of condition, and you proved me wrong along with Sean, a bunch of other people. Now, what are you going to do? I mean, I know before, a quick question for you. I know before you weren't thinking about going to the Australian Pro Show, so what are your thoughts now? What are you going to do?
No, I committed to doing the Australia Pro Show some time before even going out to California to train. As we speak, you know, I'm back in New York in the real true mecca of bodybuilding out here.
Ooh, is that a slam at the West Coast?
Ooh.
It better be known.
At the powerhouse gym, and getting ready for the show out in Australia.
How is it out there, Kai, training at, Steve's gym, Steve Weinberger, one of the judges, also husband of world-class, former professional Hall of Fame bodybuilder and powerlifter, Bev Francis. How is that gym for you, without making the comparison to the West Coast?
Well, you know, there's just a lot to be said for, you know, just the ability to be able to go to a place and to be able to train and be allowed to do that without, you know, any of the other, you know, negative things that can come along with that, you know. You know, no matter, you know, how high you climb in a particular sport or, you know.
Speak up a little louder, Kai, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, a little louder.
Okay, now. Yeah. Good. Well, it's just real important to be able to have that solace, you know, a place where you can go and train and have peace of mind. And not necessarily, you know, have to work so hard against other elements that will try to pull your concentration elsewhere.
Yeah.
Right, right.
What did you, when you got that trophy, Kai, I mean, because clearly on stage and all the hoopla and everything, but at some point throughout the night, you wound up having to, you know, get up, maybe go to the bathroom or something. Did you, like, look in the mirror and go, I can't believe this is happening? Or was this real to you from the moment you got on the airplane from L.A., to Columbus, that this was your title to lose?
Well, you know, I was very fortunate, very, very fortunate to have a kind of support team that was just, you know, invaluable, particularly in the last 3 weeks preparing for the event. And, you know, psychologically, I was so well prepared that... I think it would have been very, very difficult, you know, for anything to distract, take away, or, you know, derail our focus, you know, for the event.
Right. Kai, I have a question for you. You had said that it was quite different, you know, going down to Go's gym and possibly training with, you know, Charles, even though it did benefit you, I think you said. You know, if the wheel was so well oiled before, why even view on changing it? Why leave from the New York area and go down to an unfamiliar area and living place?
Well, you know, I guess someone would say that's a good question. I think that, you know, when you are working in the path of increase, I mean, I think that you cannot be afraid to you know, when you bump into certain issues or things that possibly would lead you to think otherwise, or maybe challenges, you know, you have to be, you want to be more aware of solutions as opposed to problems, you know. So as you are, you know, if you're a business owner, a CEO, you know, you don't so much want to be concerned about the problems as much as you want to be concerned about the solutions to the problems. So when things come up, whatever they are, you know, you want to stay focused on your goal and be able to make whatever moves necessary to help you get toward or get closer to that goal. And if at the time it means or it looks like, hey, you know, you need to do X, Y, and Z, then you do that. If you're doing that and find that, hey, you know, listen, this is not going to work, I need to make some better decisions to secure the dream, then you need to be able to turn around and have the balls to do that too. And, you know, that's what I did, and I was fortunate enough to have the kinds of resources available to me to catch me and assist me where necessary.
Well, Kai, despite what the rumor mill is out there, I think when people are talking about you, it's typically because you're doing your business. And kudos to you. Hats off from everybody at Team MD. We're so happy for you. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. The one thing you've been is consistent. You've recognized everyone that's been an influence. And you've raised the bar in the posing. I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger, I was standing right there when he walked over and said, that was the best posing routine I've ever seen. And that's a huge compliment, man. So enjoy the victory. I know you got one more in the bank this weekend in Australia. We look forward to some big things come September at the Mr. Olympia.
Thank you, sir.
All right, best of luck, and best of luck to you over there in Australia, bro. I know you're going to handle your business. Bring it back.
Thank you.
All right, take care, Kai. Flex, that's our 12th Arnold Classic champion in 21 years. Is there any criticism that you have for this guy? I mean, I didn't think he could improve on anything that night.
No, I don't think it was it's anything that he could improve on that night. I think he was pretty spot on. And now saying that, I mean, even though it's exceptionally as he looked, I could still see how his condition can be even sharper. So, I mean, imagine that happening at the Olympia. I mean, I definitely think it's going to be a hot night in Vegas, bro.
Well, it will be, and we're going to hear from one of the judges right now. We'll have Steve Weinberger is on hold coming up to talk about a little bit more about the men, but we did have some females there. We're going to bring up a judge who's more than qualified to talk about the female category, Mr. Lee Thompson, Texas District Chairman. He was there front and center. Lee, are you on?
Yeah, Sean. Hey, Flex.
Hey, lovely Lee. What's going on, bro? I'd still like to get that shirt up off of you when you're ready.
I got it for you, man. It's a cleaner.
Hey, Lee, Flex wasn't able to make the women's bodybuilding competition. He was working with his company, EFX Nutrition. But you were there, and we saw Iris Kyle go on to win her fourth Miss International Championship. And it seemed like she pretty much had almost like perfect ones across the board. I don't know. How did it look for you as a judge?
I don't think there was any question.
Yeah, she was
Iris
seven.
Came out and, she was spot on. What a beautiful physique. I mean, Iris has, you know, continued to improve each and every year. And, you know, she added muscle, but she still kept a nice balanced look about herself. She came out and she handled her business right away. It was that she had everything she needed.
A lot of people didn't understand this, but Iris Kyle last year was like seventh place and kind of written off for dead, and turns around 6 months later, wins the Ms. Olympia Championships, which really, I didn't think there was any room for improvement, and here we come to the Arnold at the top of the year. She looked like she streamlined her physique a little bit, wasn't as muscular, had a new hairstyle that actually highlighted her physique, and I had to do a double take. I didn't know it was her right off the bat.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, Sean. I think she added some muscle. I think she just kept her streamline there. Her biceps certainly looked better. I saw some more density in her back, and I got to tell you, I was just stuck on her hair.
Yeah.
she had a lot of, it was the hairdo that threw me off as well. It just didn't look like Iris. But, you know, when you look at the body, what a hard worker. And she lives here in Houston, so I see her at the gym from now on, you know, now and again. And, I mean, the woman has an incredible work ethic, and she pours her heart out in the gym. And, you know, for her, I don't think there's anybody that goes to the gym that works that hard, or at least she goes to war when she goes to the gym.
Yeah, her ethic is unbelievable. Let me ask you, bro, what do you think? I mean, it was the first of our big bikini run. I thought it actually went really well. What did you think?
I do, too. It's, you know, there was a lot of participants there. You know, we had, you know, those top three in the short class were bikini on. You know, they look like the physiques we were looking for. The tall class had some good girls. Overall, good quality, and I'm excited about what it's going to do for the sport and the new competitors that it's going to bring in, and I think it's just, all in all, it's going to be really good for what we got going on here.
Well, we saw Jen Hendershot come back and win her second Arnold Classic. I mean, she won the Fitness Olympia. Do you think she's the first girl that won the Fitness Olympia and the Fitness Arnold Classic, or was Adela Garcia, did she do that? I'm not sure.
I believe Adela did.
Yeah, Adela did. How does she raise this bar? I mean, I didn't see another girl on that stage that was doing the things that Jen Hendershot is doing.
You know, Sean, I mean, with Jen, I mean, she's the queen of the routine, without a doubt. That woman brings excitement and, you know, hard work and everything to the routines, and it's just exciting. She is just fun to watch. And if you look at her, you know, one that loves fitness, I got a little, 12-year-old now who loves fitness to death and does it every day. But you watch her, technically, she is spot-on sound. She hits every move the way it's supposed to be done, and she's full of energy, and she puts so much hard work into the routines that it's a crowd pleaser.
Let me ask a question that the girls, I talk to them off the record, they always question me about what can be done. I'll put it to you and see what your thoughts is, and maybe this can give some enlightenment. They're obviously the women don't make half amount of the men. They don't get the same type of magazine play. They don't get the same type of endorsements from the magazines, the supplement companies. What do you feel, if anything, they can do? I mean, because obviously we both know that they work just as hard as the men, if not more. But what do you think can be done to bring more prize money, to bring more positive look to them?
You know, as a promoter, you know, Flex, holding the Houston Pro here, I wanted to get that money there. It's just getting that fan base to come out and support them.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that the figure competition is just blowing up through the roof. I mean, when I saw Javelle, I don't even want to make an attempt at her last name. Can you say her last name, Lee?
No.
Yeah, she's a Russian girl. I think she now lives in New York. It starts with an R. I'm not gonna even try to butcher her name.
Maybe Flex can try that one for us.
No, I'll pass.
She was Muscular Development's major distraction. I mean, there was so much written about her once that came out that a lot of people actually thought she was going to be the yardstick by which the bikini champion was going to be measured. But when she was standing up there with Gina Aliotti and some of the other girls, I mean, that was almost, to me, it was unanimous. I mean, she was spot on. That's what a figure girl should look like. I mean, how do you come to that conclusion, Lee? Was Gina off, or is that exactly what you guys want? And then how do you contrast that with the bikini eventually?
You know, Zavelle was just, she was on. I mean, you know, obviously it was, you know, it was a pretty good lineup up there, pretty strong. For me, Gina just got a little bit too hard for me. You know, when she doesn't flex and she doesn't pose, she's okay. And she has a great physique and a beautiful physique. But when she starts to flex and I start seeing those split quads and, you know, the veins running through her biceps, that's not figure for me.
Right.
You know, Zavelle brought that look in where she was just, she had muscle, she had shape, she had symmetry, she was well conditioned, but not hard.
What do you think about Monica Brandt and her placement?
She took a year off, I think. Yeah, came back.
Huh?
Yeah, she had taken a year off or so to come back to this competition.
I mean, I think she got some incredible stand power, but how do you think she looked up there? And what can she do to come back in the rankings, or as her time kind of came and went?
You know, I think, you know, Monica is certainly an icon of the sport. She has a tremendous fan base. And,
yeah.
And, you know, at some point, Flex, I mean, you know, you start, you know, you're talking about the Ronnies and folks that you've reached your pinnacle, and you know, Monica holds her own so well, but you know, Gina's what, 24?
Yeah, I mean, she's young.
You know,
I mean,
you're dealing with, you know, 15, 16 years of age difference.
Wow.
And,
right.
You know, Monica has got a beautiful physique. She's a sweetheart of a person, but I think at the end of the day, you're trying to play in a very young game.
Right. Well, there was kind of a surprise in the women's bodybuilding. I believe her name, I'm not sure what her name was. Is it Debbie or Dina or something that got second place?
Debbie Lozwinski.
How do you say her last name?
I think it's Lozwinski.
Yeah, Lozwinski. I mean, she just, like, came out of nowhere. She was hard as nails, separated in all the right places. And, you know, kind of a surprise coming into second place. She took out a former Miss Olympia, Diana Cadu, and beat some of the other bigger girls, Heather Ambrose from Colorado. What did you think of her?
Debbie is an up-and-comer. I mean, you know, I wrote on my note sheet when she walked out, just great conditioning. She's got so much potential and a really nice frame. She's got a small waist, a lot of muscle, really pretty muscle bellies, and she was hard as nails, but still was able to keep that feminine look. And that's really important for me.
Right. Let me switch gears and go to the men just for a second. Silvio Samuel obviously was obviously upset. All of us think we win when we go out there. What do you think about him being upset and his thoughts backstage?
I was on the end, obviously, where the medals were, you know, being passed out, and then he came down and I saw the arms. I'm not sure what he was, you know, saying. I'm sure he works really hard. He's a great bodybuilder. It's just, yeah, you know, it's, he's playing in a very big game on a very big stage against guys that are 30 to 40 pounds of more muscle.
Yeah, and I had an opportunity, Lee, to talk to Silvio. He actually was crying, Flex, when I went backstage. He was bawling. You know, you just get fifth at the Arnold Classic.
Sounds like somebody I know.
Yeah, you get fifth to a guy that, you know, or fifth place to a guy that was fifth in the world, Tony Freeman. I mean, Branch Warren and Victor and Kai are no slouches. I mean, Silva's a very emotional bodybuilder. But he did tell me, Lee, that prior to going to Columbus from Fullerton, California, he packed up his apartment, put everything away. He's going to Australia next to compete. And then from Australia, he's going back to Spain. He's calling it a day. He actually said he was going back to run his security business in Spain, and he was so disenchanted with bodybuilding, he's having some contractual issues with Muscle Tech, that he's pretty much like, he was done. He told me after Australia, he's done.
Yeah, you know, Sean, just, you know, let me say, Silvio is, you know, for my, is one of the nicest competitors I've met. I've had him out guest posing, seen him around, always very, very courteous, you know, it's always yes, sir, and very courteous, and always great for the fans. You know, understanding that he's carb depleted, he's tired, he's worked, I'm not sure where he was coming from, but let's say that lineup was incredible. That was,
right.
I mean, everybody came to play. Those
right.
top six were there to fight.
Right.
And, you know, taking fifth, sixth place in that lineup for Silvio, incredible.
Right.
That was a real deal game, and I'm hoping Silvio takes a, you know, he's tired, he gets some carbs in him, and lets that emotion, you know, come down, and because he is a tremendous bodybuilder, he's got a lot of potential, and he can be around the game for a long time. So I'm hoping that that was just said from being tired and carb depleted.
Right, definitely. Let me input also, Sean. Besides all those problems he said he was dealing with, he also had been hassled by the PD in that area, and actually had to win a lawsuit that he put up against them by giving him a hard time. They kept seizing his car; they wouldn't give it back. And finally, he went to court and actually defeated the police officers. And the judge told him to stand down. And he actually told the judge that, "Listen, you know, I'm scared now. I'm going to move out of this area because I'm scared that, you know, these guys, these officers are going to be hostile and maybe put something in my car and said it was mine." But let me ask you, Sean, you're kind of similar to Silvio when it comes to that size factor, and obviously you're able to overcome that. I mean, I just think, you know, Silvio needs to add about another 10 pounds and almost make himself, you know, not only just a symmetrical, great bodybuilder, but put on some mass and be even considered a size freak like you guys did, also to be able to take on some of these guys. But at the end of the day, I mean, everybody's limited. We're all limited, you know, based on the components in the competitors we go to. What do you think he needs to do to, if he was a comeback? And I hope he really does. What
well,
do
I mean,
Sean?
Flex, and I think Lee knows me well enough to know that throughout my career, I was always going to give up 50 pounds and probably 4 to 5 inches in height to my competitors. So I never focused on like trying to be the bigger bodybuilder. I just tried to be the better bodybuilder because I had some prime examples in Muhammad Mekaweh, Lee Labrada, Chris Dickerson, and Samir Renew. Those guys had a measure of success against bigger guys as well, and I wasn't going to be able to play that size game because I didn't want my health to be jeopardized. I knew what I wanted to look like, and fortunately for me, I was rewarded to a certain degree. But in not winning the Olympia, which was really the holy grail for me, I continued to try to refine areas that I thought other bodybuilders were weak in, and it didn't have anything to do with size. And if Silvio plays a size game, Lee, you might want to chime in. If he gets too much more muscle on his frame, I mean, he's going to become a little bit blocky, don't you think?
You know, Sean, you got one of the and one of my mentors. I'm the youngest and the newest of all the pro judges, and you've got the veteran coming on next. And I'm going to leave those men to him.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you, but well, let's get back to the women. So
I'm going to text some Steve later, but you know what? Giving him props is you got one of the best in the business coming on next. So I
Controversy in the women? Because obviously Flex and I are so close to the men, we can kind of pick up on controversy. But I didn't see any like cattiness amongst the women, and they seem to be very gracious and accepting of their position. But the only thing I hear from the women is this, kind of like the follow-up. I mean, when they've done the show, there's really not a lot of follow-up publicity for these girls. What can a judge say, you know, to an individual female bodybuilder, fitness, or figure that when the curtains come down and the crowd leaves, what can they do to continually stay out there and get the publicity and get that the accolades that they deserve?
You know, I think they have to do what you guys did, Sean, and that's build that following, build that fan base. And figure is new. It's still in its infancy. And, you know, the women's bodybuilding's around, but, you know, you've got to be able to pull those fans. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, from a promoter's perspective, if I can put them in the seats, you know, to come out there and cheer for them, and you're out there working the crowd. So I remember, you know, watching you and Flex from you know, way on back, and you were always about the people.
Right.
And I think that's what they have to do. They got to get out there, and they got to mix it up with them, shake hands, and build that following so that, you know, we have, you know, these people coming out to the contest. Because at the end of the day, as a promoter, I've got to raise the money to raise that prize money.
Right. Well, listen, Bro Lee, we really thank you for coming by and spending this time with us, going over and evaluating the women and everything, and definitely still looking forward to coming down there and test driving one of those cars at that dealership you got there. Maybe me and Sean will take a trip down there and spend some time with you and kind of just make sure the cars are running all right. For you guys that don't know, go ahead and let them know the dealership
that's running
down there.
We're just opening our fourth gym down here, so we'd love to have you.
Well, Lee, real quick, you do have a pro show that you do put on. I believe it's in July. Give us a real quick...
Actually, we moved it to August this year.
Okay.
And,
what date?
Houston Pro Show, men's, women, going on. It's going to be a great show. It's Houston's a good town, and we had a great turnout last year. Sean, you and Flex were here. We appreciate that. And, you know, we'll get everything out. We've got a website, www.houstonproshow.com.
Is it www? That's country,
boy. We get a lot of support.
All right, Lee. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. We'll be there to support and cover your show in August.
Definitely.
Great job with the judging.
All right, much love to you guys.
All right, I want my shirt.
You got it.
Yeah, Flex. Lee don't mess around.
Oh, no,
he's not that much. He's about our age, actually. He's a big baller out there in Texas.
Oh, man. I mean, what does he own? The Lamborghini place out there? A couple of gyms? I mean, he's
oil.
Very successful.
Flex, it's the oil, man. We don't got the oil, the black gold. We don't got that out here.
You know what? I tell you what. Unlike most Texans, Lee can dress, but he can put it down. I don't know where he's buying his clothes from, but I got to find out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen him in the last 4 to 5 years rocket through from the NPC and the
right.
IFBB, one of the more respected judges who tells it like it is. And he really is one of the judges for the athletes. You know, he's available to speak to him. Reminds me a lot of a young Jim Mannion.
Right, right, definitely. So let me ask you, who did you have your money on for the fight?
Well, I mean, are you talking about the UFC fight?
That's it.
No, you're just a fighting fanatic. This is the Arnold Classic coverage, so it does include UFC. I haven't watched it yet, Flex, so I really don't even want to talk about it until I watch it. I read the papers and kind of threw it away, but I'm about to watch it when this thing's over. I got it TiVo, so keep your opinions. I'll call you after the show. While you weren't at the women's bodybuilding competition, I mean, Iris Kyle is a four-time Arnold Classic champion and international champion, and she wants to go for Linda Murray's record of 8 victories at the Mr. Olympia competition, I should say Ms. Olympia competition, because she's won that 5 times.
You know what, Sean? I mean, no disrespect to any of the athletes, and it's just my opinion right now, but I don't really see anybody in her way. When she's on, I mean, she's like the Linda Murray of old or the Kim, you know, Kvesky. I mean, when they were on, it's just nothing you're going to do about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's her and then it's everyone else. It's really her contest to lose, and that was kind of how it was all those years with Corey Everson for 8 times, I believe it was, then Linda Murray for 8 times. I mean, is it like that? I mean, it's like Mike Tyson's back in town, and these guys are just, like, waiting to get second place.
Well, again, I think, you know, when you run up against somebody like that who has, obviously, the genetics to be able to do it, but their game is so much tighter because they also have the mind and the mental focus, and you can't catch them slipping. I mean, she's very mental. I mean, she's very aggressive in the gym, and she's very aggressive on stage. And, you know, where are you going to catch her slipping? She handles her business when it comes to her diet. Most of the time when you run up to an opponent who's superior than you, you try to find one of their weaknesses, and you attack that. But where are you going to attack her?
Yeah, I'm not. She's incredible. But once again, we are talking about the Arnold Classic in review, brought to you by MHP Flex. Our question of the week goes out to Ask the Pros. It's actually to you and I, so I want to get your take on it. How did you, as a professional bodybuilder, manage the lifestyle as a pro? How did you manage that between family, competition, dieting, and your home life to make your dream a reality? How did you happen to manage all of that and still, you know, function with the mortgage and the cars and things like that? How did you deal with it, Flex?
You know what? I was kind of different than you, Sean. You know, I was kind of a creature of habit. You know, fortunately, it was me and Madeline just for a while, and then we had Darius. But, you know, my whole family and my whole structure, you know, ran around bodybuilding. It ran around me eating. I mean, Madeline was just, I couldn't have did it without her. I mean, but we were a team. I did what I had to do in a gym and on stage, and she handled everything else, you know, the shopping. You know, I didn't even have to go outside. I mean, even sometimes she'd even help me eat. She'd help drive me to the gym back and forth while I slept in a car. So it was definitely a team effort, but just everything worked around a three-hour period. If I couldn't go and do something and have my food in my mouth by 3 hours, I just didn't do it.
Yeah, I think I came from the total opposite end of the spectrum. I was
right.
An individual. I was single. And I really only had my dog to take care of, but I manage it pretty well because, again, like you said, I'm a little more outgoing than you, Flex. I would eat my food. I would go watch a two-hour movie, come back, eat my food, take a shower, take a nap train. It was a lot more manageable for me because I didn't have a second personality involved in where I was going to eat, what type of food I was going to eat, and I didn't want somebody else messing up my food because I liked it a certain way. But all bodybuilders, I think, are different in the way that they approach this business because when you look at the pros like Dexter Jackson and Jay Cutler and Darren Charles and Silvio Samuel, you still have that cross spectrum of guys that are married with children, guys that are single, guys that are very good and at the top of the food chain. I mean, Kai Greene said he didn't have any family. All he has is Oscar.
Right.
You know, and was homeless at one time. So if a guy like that can come up out of the ashes and put himself up there with a guy like a Ronnie Coleman who won the Arnold Classic and like Jay Cutler who won the Arnold Classic, it's possible for anybody. But there is a certain amount of structure and a balance that you have to have.
Definitely, but the key thing is what you said, Sean. No matter what, no matter whether you have a family or you don't, or you have this or you don't have that, it's a business, point blank, and you handle it and you run it as a business. And speaking of Kai Greene, one more time, I just want to chime in on his behalf. I mean, you got to remember where this guy came from. If you didn't see that personal profile interview I did on him about a year ago, I mean, the guy was taken out of his home from his family, from his mom, because he had an addiction problem. He was separated from his brother. He was awarded of the state for some over 10 years, and, you know, between being homeless and not and having to live on a street and stuff like that. I mean, look where the guy is now. So, I mean, definitely a Cinderella story. If you got problems, look at this guy and dare to dream, and it can happen.
Right on. We'll be right back after this break with the 21st Annual Arnold Classic in Review by Muscle Meds and MHP.
Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News. News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
MuscleMatch introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, Enoxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. Enoxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. Enoxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. Enoxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean and Flex. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray and Flex Wheeler.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a movie, so act like you know me. Say it with me.
We are putting the wrap on the 2009 Arnold Classic Championship, the 21st anniversary, brought to you by Muscle Meds and MHP. Flex. It's probably going to be another week before you and I recover from that weekend, but I gotta, once again, I mean, Victor Martinez, where does this leave him, knowing that we've just had the inauguration of Kai Greene?
Right, you know what, the one thing I will say, on Victor's behalf is, Kai did not beat the Victor who won the Arnold Classic last year. You know, Victor wasn't in top form, so even though I know mentally it's hard to take a loss, but, you know, he should rest assured that he wasn't 100%. He wasn't even 90%, in my opinion. So, I mean, you know, he should feel comfortable in that because Kai hasn't faced that Victor yet. So, you know, it's not over for him.
Well, I mean, I got to say this, though. I would be remiss to say that if Branch Warren didn't look damn near 100% for Branch Warren, is it genetics that took him out on the behalf of Victor Martinez?
You know, I mean, as I said on a radio show and in an interview, I thought it could have went either way. I mean, I love Victor to death, and I mean, he's my boy, but I have to be honest. That's what I'm paid to do. I thought Branch could have possibly had him that night.
Let me ask you a question, Flex. So if you weren't paid to be honest, you would be a liar?
No, if I wasn't paid to be honest, I would probably try to, you know, I'd probably try to dodge and check and roll with that answer.
What about Tony Freeman? I mean, here's Tony Freeman, 6'3", 6'2", 280 pounds, the second biggest guy next to the Russian, who actually looked really great, Sergey. Where does Tony Freeman go? I mean, you had mentioned to me, I thought, in passing, that Tony Freeman was no longer doing the keto diet. Did we get that correct?
That is what he told me. We were in a bathroom. It was just before the guys start lining up for the night show, and he said, "Man, come look what I look. Tell me what I look like." And I said, "Well, you filled out a little bit, you know." And he goes, "Well, you know, I need 8 meals in me to start filling back out, and I'm barely in the 70s now." And I said, "Well, why didn't you do that before?" I go, "If you know you got 8 meals, I go, then you count back 8 meals and make sure you get 8 meals in before prejudging."
Right.
He then said, "You know, I'm done with that diet. I need more food than that. I need more time than that." And, you know, so that's what he said. That's yet to be seen. And, you know, I don't think, I've always said this, and I think you agree, it's not whether that diet works or not, because it does.
It's timing. It's
timing, and it does work. But what I feel is, one diet doesn't work for everybody. I mean, Sean, you got brothers and sisters. All your brothers and sisters, you guys are different heights,
right?
Different color and everything. So you guys come from the same mother and father, yet you guys don't even look like
right.
and act alike. So how in the hell is a diet going to work for everybody universal?
But we do know that Tony had a measure of success this past September, didn't we?
Yes, definitely. But, again, Sean, You competed for how many years? Did you always eat the exact same thing? Or did
no,
you have
and I never went no carbs. Are you crazy?
Exactly. I mean, you can't even diet the same way from year to year because, I mean, what if you put on more muscle? Then you're going to eat the same exact food. That means you're going to lose muscle.
Yeah.
What if you're not in as good a shape as you were the last time at that point in time? That means you need to adjust your diet to help you get in better shape. So you can't even diet the same way.
Well, let me ask you to be candid. Tell me about Gustavo Bedell and where this young man goes from here.
Well, you know, Gustavo has had an incredible year. He reminded me that I actually was there when he received his pro card at that competition. It hurts to see him play so low when he has actually played so high. One of the few people to ever beat Ronnie in that posing round that we all remember that year at the Olympia. I don't really know where he goes. He has two decisions, Sean.
Yeah.
One, he can say, okay, I'm going to switch gears and I can make more money doing this than the average Joe doing a 9-to-5. I just got to pick my contests right. Or he says, listen, the second choice is, listen, I was a top-ranking guy. If I can't be a top-ranking guy anymore, then I respectably bow out. I just don't know where his head is at right now.
Yeah, he's got a lot of soul-searching. But we do have a caller calling in to ask the pros. Dan, are you on?
How you doing, guys? I just wanted to take a moment. I wanted to thank everybody from MD for putting me on that MDT TV clip. I want to thank Steve and Robbie Duran, whoever's responsible and crazy enough to put me out there. Thank you.
No problem.
You got a question
very much.
For us?
Yeah, what do you guys think Victor's got to do? You think he's going to be ready for the Olympia? What's he got to do? Is the injury too big? I mean, I thought he looked pretty good, but it's a tough injury, man. What do you guys think he's going to go do with that? Can he do heavy squats? What's the story with him?
Yeah, we'll take
it's
that.
It's kind of like I said before, you know, Victor wasn't beating the Victor that I know, Victor at his best. As far as his leg, I think he's on point with that. I mean, you just look how long it takes to build a pair of legs like that. It takes years, so it's going to take a little bit longer than a year, you know, for him to build that leg. I think he'll be fine for the Olympia. I don't think he'll be able to tell from that quad come Olympia time. I think, you know, he just needs to put more time in. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, he's on the comeback trail. When you sit out for a full year and, you know, at least a good 5 months of it was dedicated to nursing and rehabbing the knee, he wasn't training for a full 12 months building up and doing the business of bodybuilding. I mean, it took him some time to, you know, rehab the knee. And, of course, that's the first thing we're going to look at, which is why you can clearly see the leg was a tiny bit smaller. But I've said losing is the best medicine sometimes, and Kai Greene may have woke a sleeping giant. Now this guy's got 6 more months of staying the course. He got a sniff of what a victory would have tasted like for the second time. And if Victor is half the man I think he is, he's going to be standing right where he left off in 2007. The only difference is you're going to be standing next to Phil Heath and Kai Greene and Jay Cutler and Dennis Wolfe. So it's going to be a tougher lineup. It's going to be a much tougher lineup that Victor's going to have to prove himself than he did in 2007.
Yeah, but I think it's, you know what, one thing I have to admit, it's a bodybuilding show. Somebody asked me, can so-and-so beat so-and-so? Can so-and-so beat? Listen, at any time, any of us can be beaten. It just depends on what you show up. So I don't think anybody is really counted out. You know, kind of where we kind of sit now, Sean, we're kind of agreeing, like, you know what, I just want to see guys come out on stage. I don't want to care about, you know, what they say they look like or what their trainers say, hey, he's the best he's ever been, because it doesn't always back that play up. So I'm just waiting to see what the guys look like on stage. I mean, speaking of Jay, you know, like I said, he's seen me at the after prejudging, you know, backstage, and he goes, you know, Flex, don't count me out, you know. So his work ethic is just unbelievable. He's kind of like the Irish cow.
Well, we know the 2009 Arnold Classic has now come to a close. Let's fast forward real quick, real brief, Flex. This Saturday we have the Australian Pro.
Yeah.
The notables missing will be Lee Priest, who's recovering from the arm surgery. But you do have Dennis James, Silvio Samuel, Tony Freeman, and Kai Greene going over there. Mo El-Samawi is going to be there, and a couple of names I can't even pronounce. Sergey, the big Russian, will be there. But on paper, who wins this contest next Saturday?
Come on paper, Kai Greene wins that battle. On paper or off? I mean, something drastic has to happen. Now, you know what, Sean? This is interesting, though. Kai has never traveled.
Okay, well, he's going to have to battle that. Well,
yeah.
California's the furthest, huh?
Yeah, well, but he's never traveled out of the country. You know what? I think this is probably the first time this guy's ever gone out of the United States.
Well, we got the New York show coming up. Steve Weinberger's promoting in New York in May, the second week. how does that going to stack up? Is that going to leave the door open for some new guys to qualify? Because I think all the big names are already qualified for the Olympia.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's always that New York show is a tradition of bringing in new guys and probably a lineup of probably 30-plus guys competing in that show. It's kind of known now that the New York Pro is where the guys come if they're trying to battle and get a name or probably get a title. So it's going to be a hot show, I'm
sure.
Well,
the one thing we do know, Flex, is that we've got the Europa Pro in April, the New York Pro in May. We've got the Houston Pro in August, and we've got Tampa, Florida as well. We have the Atlantic City Pro, and then we're going to have the Olympia, where the big boys will gather September, and we will be there counting it all down. We got another one in the tank. Flex, I'm Sean Ray.
We're out of here. See ya next time.
You never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean and Flex again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America.
How'd it happen? How'd they let me in the booth? How'd they let these rappers lie?